It's story time with Rasheen Pierre. Today we're under the mango tree, and the name of our story today is The Pied Piper, retold by Jeff Chatzman. Let's find out what happens. A long time ago, there was trouble in a little town in a country far away. All over the town, the women and the children were crying. The babies were crying too. The men were talking and talking.
"Rats all over the place," said one man. "They are in our houses. They are in our clothes. They are even in our beds."
"Yes,"
said another man. "I can't even eat. As soon as I sit down to eat, the rats come. Last night they took a fish from my hand. The mayor must do something to save us from the rats."
Soon everyone was shouting, the mayor," they said. "We want to see the mayor." The mayor was in his room. He was talking to his men. They all looked very sad.
"I don't know what to do," said the mayor. "We have tried everything. What more is there to try? Something is wrong. Even the cats run away from the rats. Nothing can save us."
Just at that time, they heard a sound at the door. The door opened and a man came in. The man looked very funny. He was very tall and thin. His clothes were blue and green. He had on a tall, thin hat. In his hands, he had a long pipe.
"I'm Pied Piper," he said. "I can clear all of the rats out of this town. Will you give me $100 if I do?"
$100, shouted the mayor. "I will give you $500 if you can save us from the rats."
The Pied Piper smiled. $100 would be okay," he said. Then the Pied Piper went into the street. He put his pipe to his mouth and he played some music. Suddenly, something wonderful happened. All the rats came rushing out of the houses. There were all kinds of rats. There were big rats, small rats, fat rats, thin rats, young rats, and old rats. The rats ran after the Pied Piper as he played his pipe. He took the rats to a big river near the town. The Pied Piper stopped on the bank, but the rats ran right into the river. Every one of them went in and died. After that, the people in the town were very happy. They all started to dance and sing. All the rats had gone. The Pied Piper went to see the mayor.
"All the rats are gone," he said. "Now I want my $100.
$100, shouted the mayor. "You did not need to work very hard. I will give you only $10.
All the people said the same thing. The Pied Piper did not say a thing. He turned around and walked away. Once again, he put his pipe to his mouth and he played some music. This time, all the children in the town came rushing up to him. As he walked and played his pipe, they ran behind him. The children went with him to a mountain outside of the town. When they reached the mountain, it opened up in front of them. The Pied Piper and all the children went inside the mountain. One little boy was too slow, and the mountain shut just as he came up to it. He was the only one left. All the men and women from the town came running, but their children were gone. After that, the little boy was always very sad. He told his mother that he wanted to go with the Pied Piper. He said that when the piper had played his pipe, he could hear it telling him about a wonderful land inside the mountain. He longed to see all the wonderful things that the piper said were inside the mountain. The end.